You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Joanne Sonnenschein, the founder and CEO of Connective Impact, an advisory firm helping organizations partner for more effective social, environmental, and economic impact. Her book, Change Seekers, Finding Your Path to Impact, examines taking risk and seeking multifaceted journeys to finding fulfillment and changing the world. Joanne, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. Really thrilled to be here today.
And we certainly are happy that you joined us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us about your business, Connective Impact.
Absolutely. Connective Impact is an advisory firm. We work with nonprofits, companies of all sizes, and government agencies to help them partner in order to address some of the critical challenges that are facing our planet, so issues like climate change or poverty alleviation, limited access to drinking water. And having worked with developing economies my whole career, I realized that the only way we were going to solve some of these very pressing and meaty challenges was if we engaged together in a collective way. So we push our clients to see other organizations not as competitors, but as allies in this fight to make our world a better place. Our company uses a very simple six-step process of collaboration to encourage strange bedfellows to partner. Seeing the impact of partnerships is incredibly rewarding, and that's what we do every day.
From your expertise, why are partnerships so critical in order to address the challenging issues that you've mentioned?
You know, partnering is not easy. I think it's absolutely critical to think about partnership and collaboration these days in order to deliver true impact, no matter what size your company may be. But it's not easy. The process of partnering is time-consuming, inherently painstaking, given the need to vet and match skills. And finding the right partners can be resource intensive. But I do think partnering is incredibly critical. So why? I think the answer is quite simple. Rather than relying on assumption or pure guess, companies are able to make more informed decisions about their business, investments, corporate social responsibility goals. So their social impact priorities and even philanthropic endeavors can be made a lot more simple just by listening to and working with others that have complementary skill sets.
So, Joanne, what advice do you give companies or entrepreneurs that are just starting on their path and may not have a sense of which partners are worth targeting or where partnerships can be most beneficial?
Absolutely. So we always say it's incredibly important to start the process of partnership development by prioritizing what's achievable alone. And where a company or organization has gaps, that's where we look to find partnerships that are going to help address those gaps. We have a course actually on our website that may be helpful for your listeners to take a look at. It's on connectedimpact.com. But ultimately, we start through this prioritization strategy and understanding where matchmaking will help fill in gaps. You want to keep moving based on your instinct where you do have needs that maybe others can help fulfill. Find other like-minded thinkers and organizations where skill sets are complementary, and that's what makes partnerships so worthwhile.
And certainly most helpful today, we're joined by Joanne Sonnenschein, the founder and CEO of Connective Impact, an advisory firm helping organizations partner for more effective social, environmental, and economic impact here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Joanne, you recently wrote your first book, Change Seekers, Finding Your Path to Impact. Tell us all about that, if you would.
Absolutely. So I launched Connective Impact, my company, in January of 2014. It was after struggling to find what I felt was true meaning in my career, and some of your listeners may relate to this. I had been shifting jobs and felt like the real impact that I wanted to seek in my career, just it wasn't manifesting itself. Founding my own company felt incredibly like a proud moment for me because I had struggled for years to find a career identity that brought me fulfillment, but that also allowed me to stay true to a promise that I made to myself after September 11th when it really felt like kind of the world was closing in on us. For me, it was that I wanted to create lasting change in my career. I realized there were three keys to having the courage to take the idea behind my company, Connective Impact, from conception to fruition. So I share these ideas, plus many others in the book. I also share the journeys of seven nonprofit and corporate leaders who have had kind of different journeys to find their own impact. And what is similar throughout all of our stories is that we had to really prioritize and think about, you know, what does a career impact look like? What's achievable? You have to be realistic about where opportunities exist. And I had to think about what that meant for my company to flourish. Could I be an entrepreneur? I had to evaluate where challenges might impede any success that I thought was inherent in starting my own company. Next, I had to consider how to utilize my network to the best of my ability. And, you know, I had been working for 15 years in the U.S. government as a lobbyist, with corporate leaders, as a program manager for a nonprofit. So I had to really evaluate where my business could tap into that network and actually be the most useful. So finally, I had to continuously take stock of what was working, where there were opportunities to really push forward and be aggressive, where I needed to kind of take a step back and think about, you know, where entrepreneurship fits for me as a person. And that meant being humble about where I could truly add value as a business and provide value to stakeholders. So I'll always be kind of in that tweaking phase, but the book tells that story and shares lessons that others who have gone through similar experiences have learned themselves.
Also, based on the lessons you've learned through Connective Impact, how has partnering led your clients to find greater impact?
I've heard from my clients that our simple six-step approach to partnering has helped them think a lot differently. It's helped them position their brand in particular and think about their expertise as a company or a service provider in a way that they hadn't thought about before. Interestingly, I've heard from clients that risk-taking becomes a little bit more comfortable. Maybe they try new service offerings, start working in different geographies or try new business approaches because partners do help challenge thinking, which leads to some of this risk-taking. Our clients have seen greater funding coming in, more impact in the places they work from a social environmental perspective, and a improved image in the marketplace.
Well, Joanne, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Some really good information shared here today, and we thank you for what your company is doing within the marketplace. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip that you'd like to share today?
Sure, Eric, that would be great. I just want to mention that taking a few simple steps in evaluating partnership for impact makes the process much easier. It doesn't have to be complicated. The approach that we've used for corporations, large and small, for startups, for social entrepreneurs, nonprofits, and even the U.S. government is really simple in six steps. And at the end of the day, we just want to see a more productive, healthy, and prosperous planet. So leveraging your partners towards those aims is really important. As I mentioned, prioritizing goals and thinking about where partners can fill in gaps is really the first step. The worst thing that can happen is for a partnership to begin without kind of thinking collectively. So after you've done that prioritization, just think about what can a collective sense of outcome or objectives look like? What are the roles of each partner? How do you check in on a regular basis? Your mission may shift, your priorities may change, so it's important to think about your partnerships being very dynamic. Managing the right approach to refining and adjusting a collaboration is really important. At the end of the day, partnerships are really going to reward you and deliver benefit that far exceeds any costs.
And thanks for those final words, and we certainly don't want to let you get out of here without letting us know where we can get further information online about Connective Impact and also your book as well.
Absolutely. So please visit us on our website at connectiveimpact.com. You'll find under the book tab a little bit more information on Change Seekers, which is the book that I wrote. It was published in September of this year, and it's also available on Amazon in ebook and regular format. I also want to mention we do have a free course on our website for anyone who's looking for partnership strategy. Please feel free to go through the course and see if that's helpful. It comes with some free time with someone from our staff, so take advantage of that. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find me at Jay Sonnenschein or Connective_impact. We're on LinkedIn as well. So find us wherever we are, and we look forward to hearing from you all as you seek your own impact.
Great to have had you with us, Joanne. Thanks so much. Continued success and all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Joanne Sonnenschein, the founder and CEO of Connective Impact, an advisory firm helping organizations partner for more effective social, environmental, and economic impact. Joanne is also the author of Change Seekers, Finding Your Path to Impact, which examines taking risk and seeking multifaceted journeys, defining fulfillment, and changing the world. And for all the details, visit ConnectiveImpact.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.